Morrison, pale and dismayed, breaks into the room in unconcealed disorder.
Might I speak a word to you, my lady?
Nonsense. Show him up.
Yes, my lady.
Morrison goes.
Does Morrison know who he is?
Of course. Morrison has always been with us.
Must be a regular corker for him, don't you know?
Is this a moment to get on my nerves, Charles, with your outrageous expressions?
But this is something out of the ordinary, really!
Morrison is at the door.
The, Mr. Undershaft.
Morrison retreats in confusion. Andrew Undershaft comes in. All rise. Lady Britomart meets him in the middle of the room behind the settee. Andrew is, on the surface, a stoutish, easygoing, elderly man with kindly, patient manners and an engaging simplicity of character. But he has a watchful, deliberate, waiting, listening face and formidable reserves of power, both bodily and mental, in his capacious chest and long head. His gentleness is partly that of a strong man who has learnt by experience that his natural grip hurts ordinary people unless he handles them very carefully, and partly the mellowness of age and success. He is also a little shy in his present very delicate situation.
Good evening, Andrew.
How do you do, my dear?
You look a good deal older.
I am somewhat older. Time has stood still with you.
Rubbish. This is your family.
Is it so large? I'm sorry to say my memory is failing very badly in some things.
Undershaft offers his hand with paternal kindness to Lomax, who jerkily shakes his hand.
Howdy-do.
I can see you are my eldest. I'm very glad to meet you again, my boy.
Don't you know what I say?
Lady Britomart recovers from momentary speechlessness.
Andrew, do you mean to say that you don't remember how many children you have?
Well, I'm afraid they have grown so much. Am I making a ridiculous mistake? I may as well confess, I recollect only one son, but so many things have happened since, of course.
Andrew, you are talking nonsense. Of course you have only one son.
Perhaps you will be good enough to introduce me, my dear.
That is Charles Lomax, who is engaged to Sarah.
My dear sir, I beg your pardon.
Not at all. Delighted, I assure you.
This is Stephen.
Happy to make your acquaintance, Mr. Stephen. Then you must be my son.
Undershaft takes cousin's hands in his.
How are you, my young friend? He is very like you, my love.
You flatter me, Mr. Undershaft. My name is Cousins, engaged to Barbara. This is Major Barbara Undershaft of the Salvation Army. That is Sarah, your second daughter. This is Stephen Undershaft, your son.
My dear Stephen, I beg your pardon.
Not at all.
Mr. Cousins, I am much indebted to you for explaining so precisely.
Undershaft turns to Sarah.
Barbara, my dear,
Sarah?
Sarah, of course.
Undershaft shakes hands with Sarah, then goes over to Barbara.
Barbara, am I right this time, I hope?
Quite right.
Undershaft and Barbara shake hands.
Sit down, all of you. Sit down, Andrew.
Lady Britomart comes forward and sits on the settee. Cousins brings his chair forward on her left. Barbara and Stephen resume their seats. Lomax gives his chair to Sarah and goes for another.
Thank you, my love.
Lomax brings a chair forward between the writing table and the settee and offers it to Undershaft.
Takes you some time to find out exactly where you are, don't it?
That is not what embarrasses me, Mr. Lomax. My difficulty is that if I play the part of a father, I shall produce the effect of an intrusive stranger, and if I play the part of a discreet stranger, I may appear callous as a father.
There is no need for you to play any part at all, Andrew. You had much better be sincere and natural.
Yes, my dear, I dare say that will be best. Well, here I am. Now what can I do for you all?
You need not do anything, Andrew. You're one of the family. You can sit with us and enjoy yourself.
Lomax's too long suppressed mirth explodes in agonized nails.
Charles Lomax, if you can behave yourself, behave yourself. Not leave the room.
I am awfully sorry, Lady Brit, but really, you know, upon my soul.
Lomax sits on the settee between Lady Britomart and Undershaft, quite overcome.